Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love watching the left. They're like, it's like zoo animals at a really freaky zoo. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I talk about leftists a lot because they deserve talking about. They deserve to be observed. I'm not even charging the government for the work that I do to study these creatures. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Interesting group of folks, and you watch them, and they have to move collectively. You want to know why? They're like the little fish in the ocean that look like a big fish from a distance because they try to scare off the big fish. But when you get up on them, they're a bunch of little fish. And you know what happens when you single them out? You get to eat them. The dolphins will, you know, get the shoal to move, right? It moves, and then one will fling itself out. And when it's not part of a collective, like Antifa, like Black Lives Matter, like any South Side gang member, take any of these guys outside of their element and you want to know what you get? You get the biggest pansy on the planet. That's what you get. They're all, I've seen them. Go watch a gang member who actually might have a regular job or, you know, he's a, I don't know what, just watch him. Yeah, I watch enough cop shows to tell you this is the truth. When they're at their regular job, they're like, hey, how you doing? So, hey. They get with their gang. Completely different. You remember I told you guys about mask? Who you are around some people, who you are around others. I'll give you a perfect example. I know a guy, his son played with my kid on a baseball team. Well, in the same league, not on the same team. And we would see this guy out. He got divorced, but he and his wife and the kid. And this guy was a very nice, you know, very upstanding sounding black man. You know, he's like, hey, Kevin, how you doing? You know, hey, man, how you doing? You know, whatever. See him. Kids would play. Hey, good seeing you. Good seeing the kid. Looks like he's improving. You know, we had these kind of conversations. We lived in the same hood. I went up to a 7-Eleven, which was in my neighborhood. When I say I lived in the hood, I mean I lived in the hood on the south side of St. Louis. I go to this place. This dude is sitting around drinking beer with his boys, and he is as ethnic as you can imagine. I mean, I walked up, I didn't even recognize him. That's how ethnic he was acting. I could hear him, you know. And don't misunderstand me. I get with my boys, and I talk a little bit like, hey, what's up with you, boy? But you can still know it's me. I'm not putting on for him. I mean, I will develop a little bit of the, you know, some black talk. But you still know it's me. You know it's personality. This guy, I swear to you, I'm not even exaggerating this a bit. I wouldn't have known him had I not walked up and just looked him dead in his face and went, whoa, you know, Bernard. And then he was like, oh, hey, Kevin. And then, but he didn't know which way to go, right? He didn't know which way to pivot. And I said, hey, man, how's your son? You know, and he's, oh, he good. You know, he was trying to put on, and I recognized right away what was going on, so I just went in and got my 40 and left. No, I'm kidding. I went in and got a slushie. I got you white people for just a second there. But, you know, fake. And anyway, here's my point. Leftists want us to believe, with all the orchestration, everything that they do, they want us to believe they're winning. I mean, it is a real cabal to try to convince you that the world around you, the foundational things of everything you believe as a Judeo-Christian, as a capitalist, as a person who understands what it takes to make an economy work, etc., everything you believe is false. Everything you believe about race, everything you believe about gender, everything you believe about sexuality, everything you believe about education, everything you believe about anything you've ever thought is wrong and it needs to be retooled. And here's what's interesting. Only a small percentage of people believe the nonsense. How many pronouns do you think should really be used? This is a world that we live in that has understood since the beginning of man that there are men and women and developed language. I want you to understand, language developed, folks. It wasn't like somebody woke up and said, thou shalt be language and we would all speak it. It evolved. Well, how did it evolve? It evolved by watching. Watching men and women perform, seeing what they did. And then it became, okay, I see the distinction. She carries the seed of civilization inside of her. We will make her a she. We will call her a her. And he, you know, must deliver the seed of the civilization. We will call him a he, etc. And it evolved over time all over the world. Very different languages all evolved. And America, English was the one that probably at least didn't make as much of a distinction between, you know, him and her, because we're one of the languages that just says, okay, we aren't going to call a chair la chaise, you know, or we're not going to call, a dog le chien. In other words, there's a male and a female. They assign male and female roles to different nouns. We just say it's a chair, it's a book, but we do with gender. And everywhere language evolved, gender evolved. I mean, it's le and la, elle and ella, and etc. Or it's a her in every language, because people knew it. They noticed it. And now we all have to be retaught, not just a few of us. It isn't like the metric system where America says, well, I don't care about your metric system, you can have it. It is all over. It must be retaught. Well, it doesn't have to be retaught. America didn't adopt the metric system. You know, we said, hey, it is cool that it's a base 10 system, but you know what? We'll stick with our feet, and our pounds. And our ounces and things like this. We don't necessarily have to go to grams and liters and kilos unless we're dealing dope. So you get what I'm saying? But the left wants you to believe that the small percentage of people that are freaks, they're the ones who get to set the stage for what's going on, right? They wanted it so bad, they cheated to elect a demented clown into office. And then, I want you to evaluate how well he's doing. Look at his border in shambles. Russia sodomizes him publicly. China does much the same. They might as well put puppet strings on him. Iran making him look feeble and helpless, which, by the way, is what he is. We got a lot more to talk about, because I'm going to convince you that we, the conservatives, are winning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Read the headlines of any of the leftist rags. Go anywhere, look at it. Joe Biden is a picture of health. His first 100 days, he's more moderate than Barack Obama. His first 100 days, it's a tribute to progressivism. It's just glowing, glowing, glowing. It's amazing how well he's done, blah, blah, blah. They fawn all over him, but I want you to understand the orchestration. They fawn all over a feeble old man who they got to tuck away, put on his Depends at the end of the night, and put his thumb in his mouth so he isn't crying himself to sleep. That's who they want as a leader. I've already told you guys, the left are the only freak animals who will put the least leadership, the person who's the least likely to lead, as their leader. That's what they've done. And by the way, that's not just Joe Biden. That's Pelosi, Schumer, etc. They're all weak, and they're so weak that they must exert their strength, the Adam Schiff's of the world. Where is Adam Schiff, oh bug-eyed beagle Adam Schiff? Well, not a beagle. What's the dog? Terrier. Bug-eyed terrier. Where is he? Hiding somewhere.
If they can't orchestrate a win, they can't win. Leftists, they must cheat to win. They got to cheat you to beat you. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftists must cheat to win. They cheat in getting their kids into schools. They cheat at their jobs. They cheat at everything. You're playing it by the rules. And you know what they hate? They hate that you play it by the rules and you win. You win. And even if you don't win the thing that they cheat you out of, you win in the end because their conscience is eating away at them. They can't believe, they're like, oh man, I know I didn't really win, but they rationalize it. But it was for the greater good. It was for the greater good. Yeah. It's all biting them back. But when I talk about the orchestration, I want you to understand everything that went into getting rid of Trump, everything that went into getting Biden in, that all it took to do it. Can you imagine the energy that went into that? And they think they won? Can you imagine the energy it takes to make Biden look like he's a viable president? Can you imagine the energy it makes to make AOC seem rational and good? That in all the policies I just talked about earlier, the energy it goes into telling people, you've got to help these people at the border. Oh, but wait a minute. What about those people that are coming in legally? They're not bringing in scabies. They're not bringing in Hantavirus and Ebola and, God forbid, the Chinese Wu flu. These people are doing it the right way. They get rejected. They get quarantined. They have to learn the language. They take language tests. They appear before the committee, you know, the court system that says, is your visa up to date, etc. Oh, Kevin, it costs a lot of money. Well, you know what? So does anything worth it. So this is where we are. We got a group of people who orchestrate. They want you to believe you can spend your way out of debt. They want you to believe that the government is a much better purveyor of your money than you are. They know what to do with your money. What? Why don't you want us to have it? And I could go on. They put a guy in charge who is probably the most laughable of their political. If they were to tell you the truth about Joe Biden, they laugh about this clown behind his back. And then somebody in their wisdom said, you know what? As sad as this is to say, we got to elect that dude that we've been laughing about for 40 something years as president in order to get rid of the best guy ever. All because they want to teach us a lesson. All because, I want you to remember this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, we are winning. Hey, let me take a short break. Tell you, I talked a little bit about the Oscars the other day. I'm going to talk more about it today with what President Trump had to say about it because it was funny. And it also validated what I've thought about the Oscars. That the President of the United States, POTUS45, saw what I saw. Why would he make his comments? That's what we're going to talk about here in a bit. But I want to talk about the Oscars and a little bit in this context. We started the flickfest.com. I keep imploring you guys to get over there and get on it. Tell other people about it. Because this may be the only opportunity to really drive home to Hollywood that they've lost. See, you did the right thing. You abandon Hollywood. And by the way, you abandon basketball. You abandon all the sports that were so woke, you've abandoned them. You'll start to abandon some of these capitalist companies, Coca-Cola, Target, and so on, Nike. And there'll be a list. But it's one thing to abandon them. It's a whole other to say, I'm gonna make something. Let me put it another way. If I had the money, I would go make a shoe company. And I would call it Not Nike. And I would expect every one of you to buy the Not Nikes. And I would turn the swoosh upside down or something, and I would make it Not Nike. And the idea would be, buy this, and let's show Nike that we can. Every time they see that upside down Nike logo and the Not Nikes, and I would call it Net Nike, something like that, so I don't get sued. But the point is, I would make that, and then we would be making the statement every time we wore them that we are after you. Make a product that says, not Coke. You know, not Coke. and make sure that it's prominently displayed everywhere. We put it in all our movies, etc. And certainly with Hollywood, we have the opportunity with the Flick Fest, and I'm sure there'll be other things that'll pop up, to tell them, we aren't as woke. We are a lot more woke than you think, but we're awake, not woke. That's what I want to see us do. People ask me all the time, what does it take? It takes 80 million people that just have that kind of resolve. And I'm not telling you to abandon everything completely. You still may want to drink your rum and Coke. Fine. But just don't drink Coke. You know, what I'm saying is don't drink it by itself. If you want to have rum and Coke because the Coke gives you the right flavor of your very special rum, fine. But don't drink it otherwise. Just scale back. Scaling back is enough. You scale back from Facebook, you scale back from Nike, you scale back from Starbucks, you scale back from whatever. I promise you, they're going to feel that punch. It's going to be like a punch in the gut by Mike Tyson. That's what you want to do. So back to this. Hopefully you will go to theflickfest.com and just sign up. Why? Just because. The same reason why you did it with Netflix. Oh, man, they got all these movies over there. They'll go over there and watch. How many movies do you watch on Netflix? You could cancel Netflix and have three of my subscriptions and still have money in the bank. Anyway, the media wants you to believe that Biden's the picture of hell and that America's back on track and that you are an evil person. You are anti-black, which are non-critical race theory thinking people, and you don't respond. 1619, don't you know that that pride in America you have is misplaced? And on and on and on. They want you to believe that because they must make you believe you are losing. By the way, we got a ton to talk about today. I just want to set things up for you as to why you're getting bombarded with all this stuff. And you may go, I don't know why I wake up every morning with angst about being an American or being part of the system. Well, I'm going to explain it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is celebrating his 100th day in office with a stop down in Georgia. The president and first lady heading to Georgia to sell his next economic recovery plan.
Well, 100% I'm thinking about running.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business regarding a 2024 run, the former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice. And the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president. And I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also floating Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida as a possible running mate. And you're listening to USA Radio News. There's a push to move sexual assault cases in the military from commanding officers to independent authorities. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says there's an epidemic of cases in the ranks and that something needs to be done to stop it.
The most recent Pentagon survey found that 2 in 3 survivors reported retaliation because they reported a crime against themselves.
The New York Democrats saying a recent report shows around 21,000 service members were assaulted in 2018. The 2021 NFL draft kicks off tonight in Cleveland. League Commissioner Roger Goodell talks about bringing fans back with ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, the thing we missed the most from the 2020 season, whether it was the draft or our entire season and the postseason Super Bowl, were fans. We all felt the lack of energy without the fans.
The draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Should we do a read some fan mail or whatever right now? What do you guys think? I do want to do one of them. So, I talk a lot about my former regional manager, Andy, and his family, Andrea, and his wife is Liz, and they have another daughter. Honestly, I can't remember her name. Very, very lovely girls, though. I remember them being very sweet girls. And I just want to tell Andy, Liz hit on me. Liz sent me a note, Andy. I don't... I'm just kidding, but she did. She sent me a note. She thanked me for mentioning her family, but she said, Liz says, Kevin, I don't like the jokes. She doesn't like when I play the little jokes during the show. I guess because she has so much fun listening to me. I think the jokes are fun, and I think they break up the monotony a bit, you know, and I try to do a joke that sort of fits with the theme of what we're doing. And being a comedian and, you know, stand up and all that, I just want to honor the guys that are out there on the circuit coming up with this very clever stuff. But anyway, hey, Liz, I just want you to know I got the note. Appreciate you and the family. And yes, I will have dinner with you guys when I'm in your neck of the woods. So we'll plan on that. God willing, we'll get to do that soon. Anyway, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm telling you guys, we are winning. Because we are. I'm not trying to pump you up. We are here to pump you up. No, I'm not Hans and Franz. Listen to me now and hear me later, you little girly man. I'm here to pump you up. No, I'm not here for that. If we were losing, I tell you we were losing. If we lost the election, I would tell you. That's why they're never, I don't care if they never let any of my stuff get out. I will never, ever acknowledge that Joe Biden won the presidency. That's just a flat out lie. And I don't care. We can talk about, oh, you'll get targeted or put labeled or label me. Donald Trump got at least 80 million votes. Joe Biden's lucky if he got 60 million. And the Democrats cheated. And if the Democrats don't cheat, they don't win. They don't control this country. If a Democrat didn't cheat, they probably couldn't even win in their big cities. If Republicans ran, if you could run a legitimate election in Chicago, the Democrats wouldn't be the mayor. They wouldn't have a Democrat mayor. Nobody wants a Democrat. The only people electing Democrats are the cheating scumbag power structure Democrats, the elitists that run things. They're doing it and they're trying to make it easier. That's how they win. And you all know it. Now, you may get talked in, well, I don't know about Chicago and all that, Kevin. I don't know. Yeah, I know. I know, because let me tell you something. There are Republicans who will run as a Democrat in the city and win. There are very few, and I happen to know one. But they can't change it overall because the system that's in play in the cities won't let people think differently. But let me tell you, if you let the people in the cities know that police brutality that they talk about all the time, Democrats, bad schools, if the media were truly giving out the information, you couldn't elect a Democrat anywhere in this country. You know it and I know it. And that's the when people ask me, where do you get your source of power, Kevin? You know, how do you feel so confident? That's it. Look at the results and tell me anybody in their right mind wants it. Now, I know the argument is Democrats aren't in their right mind. They're crazy. Leftists are medically crazy. Psychological. What's the term? I don't know what the term is, but they're loony. And so you're fighting against that. But overwhelmingly, you give me their policy. Kevin, black folks, care. The border. Black folks in the inner cities don't give a crap about the border. You know what they care about? They care about safety for their kids in their neighborhoods. They care about getting their kids decent educations, not indoctrinations. And I could go on. And if they told the truth about Democrats, it's not the majority of blacks would flip like they did in 1936. They would leave the Democrats with a quickness. They would suck paper leaving the room. So fast. That's just the facts. Democrats can't let the truth get out about them. They must spin every story. LeBron James, good example. That cop shot that person up in Ohio, man. Are we coming after you next, Officer Reard? Oh, wait a minute. He was protecting somebody black. Oh, shoot, that doesn't fit the narrative. Yeah, buddy. It's funny. I was thinking about this the other day. All these sites that are supposedly for fake news. Well, how about we come up with we call it the real expose of fake news site. And every time Snopes says something, we undo Snopes. Every time they talk about global climate change, we talk about the lie of global climate change. And we ban them. We say, you cannot speak of global climate change because there is no science for that. There is no science for Wu flu, infection rates, and vaccination, effectiveness and all that. You are a bunch of snake oil salesmen, and you are liars, and you've been banned. They ban us, we ban them. Speaking of which, so PolitiChatter, I'm taking a prominent role with these guys. I'm going to tell you right now, I think what we should do is when somebody posts something on global climate change or the Wu flu, we have a little thing that pops up that says, understand that the science of the Wu flu with the WHO and the CDC is absolute nonsense. And here's where you can go to get the real truth about the Wu flu. And we point to the actual doctors that know what they're talking about, the virologists and epidemiologists, and we go deeper and explain it. I would love to set this stuff up. I don't have the budget. But I would love to do that. But right now, PolitiChatter, what it does allow you to do is become an owner. That's your real voice. Real Americans are winning, folks. By the way, in case you wonder why leftists hate America, let me explain it. Leftists hate America because real Americans are still in charge. See, I know there's all this stuff around it that makes it look like we're not. Joe Biden cheated into the election, into the office, and he's implementing all their radical policies, and it demoralized many of us. And you think, oh, why should I even vote in the next election? What? That's what they want. But understand, they realize what they did. They know they cheated him in. I don't care what they tell you publicly. They know privately they cheated that clown in, and they know there are 80 million voting age people. Think about that. 330 million people. 80 million of them. I don't know what the under, somebody give me the number. The under 18 is in America at any given time. But let's just say it's half the country. It's probably more than that. So you take out half, 165 million or so, and well over half of the country, voting age country, voted for President Trump. Now, when you take the number of people who vote, you know, in other words, only 60% of the people who are eligible to vote vote. So you take that number and then you divide, take out the 60%. Joe Biden's lucky if he got 60 million votes. And the left know this. They know this. So this is why I'm telling you we're winning. But let me go back to this. So this is why they hate America, because you command it. Think about what I just said. You command America despite everything they're doing. They control the DOJ. They control all the elements of government. They've grown government to where it no longer represents the people. It's now against the people. And you still control it. Real Americans, they want to destroy, folks, what we've built, what their ancestors built. And they want to do it for one reason. I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you right now. This is very important. This is something you can always use in battling a leftist. You ready? They're mad because they aren't good enough to be real Americans. Can you? I want to give you some examples. I want you to think about this because we're coming up on the break. Can you imagine the people who founded this country looking at a leftist, looking at a Pelosi, a Schumer, a Joe Biden, any of them, an AOC, an Ilhan Omar? Can you imagine what the founding fathers would be doing, would be thinking if they went, you've got to be kidding? Fast forward to any time in history and ask what the Americans at that time would think of any of these pansy butt freaks. Go. World War One, that period? The Industrial Age? Yeah. The World War II generation, what would they say of leftists? Do you think they would want to fight for them? Leftists are un-American, folks, for one reason. They can't stack up. It is a monumental thing to be an American. You think differently and act differently than any other person on the planet. And that includes those from the motherland of England. You are different than they. Even they are jealous of you. We're winning, and when we come back, I'm going to talk more about it with the math. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back. There's an audit of the 2020 election results underway in Maricopa County, Arizona. The audit includes a hand recount of 2.1 million ballots and is being conducted on behalf of Republicans in the state Senate. It was halted briefly after Arizona Democrats filed a lawsuit claiming there were various irregularities with the effort, but continued after those same Democrats refused to pay a $1 million bond, which would cover any potential increase in costs as a result of that halt. Kind of funny how this all works. Here to discuss this is Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party. Dr. Ward, thanks for coming on. Good to see you.
Hey, it's great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So tell us first off, what are you guys investigating?
Yeah, well, there is so much to investigate here in Arizona, but the state Senate has been relentless in their search. They subpoenaed basically everything in the kitchen sink. So we are going to do a full hands count of 2.1 million ballots. It's not just a rerun these ballots through the same machines and see if it comes out the same. It is a hands count. We're also going to be looking at the digitally adjudicated ballots. The ballots that wouldn't run through the machine, so a team of two county workers looked at them and decided what the voter's intent actually was. We'll be looking at the machines, the software, the hardware, the logs. We're going to be looking at everything.
Okay, fair enough. The president issued this statement earlier. Democrats, upon hearing the news of the court order, have sent 73 lawyers to Arizona in an effort to stop this recount and full transparency. Why are the Democrats so desperate to stop this election fraud from being revealed? The answer is obvious. I'm sure Democrats would argue this very differently, though. They would say Republicans are trying to destroy confidence in our elections. That would be their response. What's your response to that?
Well, Democrats also call election integrity voter suppression. So we all know we cannot trust what the Democrats say. They are hypocrites and they are liars. We want to get to the bottom of what happened in 2020. We know that there were abnormalities. We know there were mistakes. And we're looking to make sure that there was not outright fraud in the balloting process, in the paper ballots, in the electronic ballots, in the mailing system, and in the machines.
Well, I can see why Democrats don't want that to come out. Woo-hoo-hoo. 73 attorneys sent. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I said that Democrats must cheat you to beat you. They cannot do it fair. They know this. It is in their DNA now. It's been viraled in. Democrats cheat, and they say it's okay. Why? You ready? All together. It's for the greater good. Well, what's so good about it? I also told you, segment three, I got to tell you, what a segment. If you want to go back and download a podcast and say something for your kids, I explained to you why Democrats hate this country. They hate this country because they can't measure up. They cannot measure up to you. Whenever you see a person who claims to be a Democrat, you can think of a lower life form. That's what they are. A lower life form. Somebody who does not want to follow the rules. Somebody who will cheat you to beat you. Pencil whip you on the golf course. Don't bet them for anything. They are tipping the scale in their favor because they cannot compete. They are a lower life form. Less IQ. They don't have the common sense of a slug. I'm telling you, that is why they cannot stand you. You are better than they. You can admit it to yourself. It isn't like you're one of these, you know, whole society people where you go, I'm better than you. Ah, look at me drinking my cocktail. It's not like that. You can say you're better than a leftist just because you are. It's not bragging. It's not putting them down. It is a statement of fact. I usually tell people this. When it comes, like, let me just say this for conservatives. I'm better than no man. I don't think of a guy that makes more money than I as, wow, look at him. He's better than I. Dresses better, drives a nicer car, whatever. I don't think of it that way. I look at it as we're equal. We just have to figure out our equality. I don't know where it is, but we're equal. I'm no better than he. He is no better than I. That's the way I view every person that is a conservative. I may have more money. You know, better clothes, however you measure. I may have more intellect in certain areas in this person, but I'm telling you, I don't think of myself as better because I know that person has some brilliance, some genius in them that I can't match up to. But when it comes to leftists, I'm better than they. It's that simple. And let me tell you why. Because I have a moral and ethical core. That's all it is. That's the difference between us and the animals. Is we have a conscience. You think the lion kills a gazelle and goes, oh man, I hate having to kill this poor little gazelle. God, thank you for this meal. The lion kills a gazelle and he doesn't think anything of it. I gotta eat. You came my way. Boom. No conscience, no nothing. You think he's upset that the little gazelle he killed was hurt, was limping? Oh, look at that poor. We're the ones who go, oh man, look at that poor baby, that poor thing, that. We have a conscience. and we use it. Not the animals on the left. Those animals put the weakest animals in front. I don't know why, because the law of the nature would be that's who you'd kill. But they promote them. Gah. Fun to watch. Anyway, Arizona is doing the recount. And the reason why I bring it up is I want you to understand we're winning. You want to know why the Democrats sent 73 lawyers? They don't want you to know everything they did. There should be a recount in literally every battleground, so-called battleground state. There were no battleground states, just to be clear. Donald Trump won every one of the so-called battleground states. There was no battle. Trump won the war. And these full recount, hand count, digitally adjudicated ballots, looking at the machine, software and hardware logs, you know what it's going to do? It's going to negate every one of the lawsuits that Dominion has against everybody that's out there that's suing them. And it's going to put this stuff on blast. We shouldn't be using these stupid machines that can be manipulated, and everybody knows it. That's why they've been outlawed in states like Texas and Florida and elsewhere. Anywhere you get a legit election, you don't have Dominion or Cintia or whatever the names of these different companies. You don't have those machines. We should have a government that's working to make sure that we have confidence in the election. Let me ask you this. How confident are you that we are going to have a fair election in 2022? I dare Zogby or Gallup or Rasmussen to poll that. Because I'm going to tell you, the average conservative goes zero confidence. I'm going to tell you right now, I have zero confidence this election will be fair. Now, what I do have confidence in is we're going to make sure this time that we have the cheaters on record. And while these people claim there was no voter fraud in there, all you got to do is pull up voter fraud, person arrested for blah, blah, blah. Yet social media, the cabal, the people that want you to believe they're winning won't even let you post it. It was asked of Facebook the other day. Why did you decide that nobody should hear about Patrice Khan Cullors, Black Lives Matter, owning multiple houses worth many millions of dollars? Why did you black that out on Facebook? If you posted that, they took it down. Now, social media sites, and I'm running PolitiChatter now. I'm not the owner. I'm one of the owners, but I'm going to take a more prominent role. But here's what I'll tell you. If I was sitting before Congress and they said to me, well, Mr. Jackson, how do you plan on handling hate speech or whatever, I'd say, we don't condone any speech or talk against it. But what we do is we give the power to the user. The user cannot see anything they don't want to see. If they don't want to hear about Nazis, they don't have to. If they don't want to hear about the new Black Panther and the hatred they spew, they don't have to, but those people can post. They can post because that's what free speech is about. But you don't have to pay attention.
Well, what are you going to do with all this, you know, blah, blah, blah?
Oh, you mean like the Twitter when all the people get together and claim that, you know, hands up and don't shoot and the lies that get proposed. What are you going to do about them? When you answer that question, we'll answer our question. That's what I would say before Congress. Every individual has a right to determine what they think is good or not. As they say, one man's weed is another man's landscape. That's not for us to decide. And for Zuckerberg or the powers that be at Facebook to say, you know what, we're not going to let this negative story about Black Lives Matter get out. And here's the irony. Black Lives Matter people inside of the organization, they want to know why Patrice Khan Cullors has those houses. This isn't a conspiratorial thing with conservatives. They don't want that story to get out because you know what? They fund her. Facebook, Netflix, they fund this radical terrorist group. And they're the reason why she has all those houses. I'm just explaining, folks. We're winning. They're scared of us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.